that we're feeling right here tonight. Amen. Praise God. Let's get right into the Word of God, Matthew chapter 24. I came to this youth camp with a message, and this is it. I feel like the Lord laid this on my heart. And God has set this service up for somebody to get right with God. Amen. Praise God. Appreciate the preaching today, don't you? How God moved and blessed. Wonderful message. And I believe it's just going to complement the night service tonight. Amen. Matthew chapter 24, verse number 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Therefore be ye also ready. Amen. Amen. I want to preach tonight on very simply, and I'll try to hurry along and get to this altar service. I want to preach tonight on, are you ready for the rapture? Are you ready for the rapture? The best instruction that we could ever get is wrapped up in the Word of God in these four words when He says, be ye also ready. Amen. If you're not popular, be ready. If you're never rich, be ready. If you are popular, be ready. If you are rich, be ready. If you're never recognized in this world, be ready. Amen. Amen. If you're never successful in this life, He encourages you to be ready. Amen. Now, I know this is not a very profound message, and it's not a very deep message tonight, but I've been praying this afternoon that what it lacks in eloquence, it can make up. I can make it up with passion. And what it lacks in depth, I want to make it up with a burden. Amen. Because the burden of my soul has been ringing. These words have been ringing over and over. And I came to ask you this question, that if we leave church tonight, and at 10:30 tonight, if the trumpet sounds, amen, are you ready? Amen. I know it's a simple question. It's been asked a lot down through the ages. Amen. We have heard the coming of the Lord preached, amen, time after time in all of our lives. Amen. But this question has been rolling over and over and over in my mind this afternoon. Amen. And I felt like I needed to come, amen, and echo it off the chambers of your heart and ask you over and over again, are you ready for the rapture? Are you ready for the rapture? Amen. Heaven screams at you in this building. He wants to know, and God wants to know. Amen. If He comes tonight, amen, will you be ready? Amen. When He comes, amen, I feel like I need to grab some of you, amen, and shake you in the midst of a carnal world, amen, until you take a long look at yourself and ask yourself the question, am I going through the motions or am I really ready? Amen. Am I putting on a show or am I really ready? Amen. Do I just know how to dress right or am I really ready? Am I fooling everybody or am I ready? Amen. That's the question that God wants you to answer tonight. Are you ready for the rapture? Amen. Oh God. Amen. What good does it do us if we come to camp and we shout and we run and we hoop and we holler and we have a good time, and you still go home unprepared to meet your Creator. Oh, help me tonight. Amen. If there was something in your life, amen, that caused you to miss the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, I come to try to shake somebody out of your sleep tonight. Amen. Shake you out of your slumber. Amen. And get you to realize, amen, that Jesus, amen, could come tonight. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. You don't know when he's coming. Amen. He will not announce his arrival. Amen. But your part is this. You better be ready. Amen. When he comes. Amen. When Jesus Christ splits the eastern sky, you better have your heart right. You better have your soul in tune with God. You better be ready when he comes. Amen. Oh God, your answer to this question will be played out in your life for all to see. This answer or this question is so simple, but yet it is so direct. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the rapture? I didn't ask you if you're saved. I asked you, are you ready for the rapture? Amen. I didn't ask you if you knew how to dress holiness. I asked you, are you ready for the rapture? Amen. I didn't ask you if you sing in the choir. Amen. I want to know tonight, are you ready? I didn't ask you if you played your instruments. Amen. I don't care what everybody else thinks about you. I want to know tonight, if the Lord comes tonight, are you going or are you staying? Amen. Will you leave here? Amen. I'm on a mission tonight. I'm trying to snatch somebody out of the jaws of hell and get you to wake up and realize, if he comes tonight, I've got to be ready. Oh, God. Oh, we get so comfortable going through the motions, knowing how to dress right, putting on a good act so we can keep the pastor off of our back. Amen. We can shout with the best of them. We can run with the best of them. And you can put on a good face. And you can hide yourself behind the disguise. Amen. But that still don't answer the question. Amen. For you see, there'll be a lot of holiness young people that dressed right and shouted and felt the power of God. Amen. Screaming in a lake of fire. Oh, God. Amen. This is the single most important question you will answer in all of your life. Amen. It matters a whole lot more than what you're going to eat tonight. It matters a whole lot more than what we're going to do in fun hour tomorrow. Amen. It matters a whole lot more than where you're going to work when you get out of school. It matters more than what, amen, college degree you'll get. Amen. How much money, amen, that you're going to make. It matters more than who you're going to marry. Amen. In the overall scheme of life, amen, the only question, amen, that matters is when he comes. Will I go? Amen. Hey, I don't care how much money you make. I don't care who your daddy is. I don't care who your mama is. You better be ready. I said you better be ready when he comes. Oh God. All your money will mean nothing when the rapture takes place. Oh God. Who your granddaddy was and who your daddy was will matter nothing when the rapture takes place. Oh God, what last name you carry behind your name matters nothing 3 seconds after the rapture takes place. Come on now. It matters not if you live in the city or if you live in the country. Amen. It matters not if you're popular in the youth group. It matters not if you ever get married, girls. It matters not if you live to be a widow. Amen. The only thing that matters is when the trumpet sounds that your name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. The only thing that matters is that your soul is washed in the blood. And when the trumpet sounds, your feet leaves the ground. That's all that matters, is that you're ready when he comes. Oh, God. While the word rapture is not in the Bible, the truth of His coming certainly is. You hear me, and you hear me well. Jesus is coming. Come on now. We've heard it all our lives. And I know this ain't a popular youth camp message. Amen. But I felt it in my heart to remind you that Jesus is coming. Oh God. Amen. Either you're looking for His coming or you are dreading His coming. Either you are anticipating the rapture or you are terrified of the rapture. Either you're going or you're staying. Oh God. Either you are heaven bound or you are hell bound. Either you're ready or you're not. Oh God. And it's that fact. Amen. That there's no in between.